läsa den här stilen, står jag allsamt. The story of Grip. Once there was a young rat who couldn't make up his mind. Whenever the other rats asked him if he would like to come out with them, he would answer, "I don't know." And when they said, "Would you like to stop at home?" he would not say yes or no either. He would always shirk making a choice. One day his aunt said to him, "Now look here, no one will ever care for you if you carry on like this. You have no more mind than a blade of grass." The young rat coughed and looked wise as usual, but said nothing. "Don't you think so?" said this aunt, stamping with her foot, for she couldn't bear to see the young rat so cold-blooded. "I don't know," was all the young rat ever answered, and then he would walk off to think for an hour whether he should stay in his hole in the ground or go out in the loft. One night the rats heard a great noise in the loft. It was a very dreary old loft. The rat roofs leapt in the rain, the beams and rafters were all rotten, so that the place was rather unsafe. At last one of the joists gave way, and the beams fell with one end on the floor. The wall shook, and all the rats' hair stood on end with fear and horror. "This wouldn't do," said the chief. "We must leave this place." So they sent out scouts to search for a new home. In the night, the scouts came back and said they had found an old coop of a barn where there would be room and board for them all. At once the chief gave the orders from form in line. The rats crawled out of their holes and stood on the floor in a long line. Just then the old rat caught sight of young Grip, that was the name of the shirker. He was not in the line, and he was not exactly outside it. He stood just by it. "Why don't you speak?" said the old rat coarsely. "Of course you are coming." "I don't know," said Grip calmly. "The idea of it. Why, you don't think it's safe, do you?" "I'm not certain," said Grip, undaunted. "The roof may not come down." "Well," said the old rat, "we can't wait for you to join us. Right about face. March." And the long line marched out of the loft while the young rat watched them. "I think I'll go tomorrow," he said to himself. "But then again, I don't know. It's so nice and snug here. I think I'll go back to my hole under the loft for a bit, just to make up my mind." That night, there was a big crash. Down came beams, rafters, joists, and whole roof. Next morning, it was a foggy day. Some man came to look at the loft. They thought it odd that it was not haunted by rats. But at last, one of them happened to move a board, and he caught sight of a young rat, quite dead, half in and half out of his hole. Thus the shirker had his due.